This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fire it all.
Nothing beats parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au.
Tame and King.
Fire it all.
Oh, welcome in. It is Friday, March the 15th. It is Fireball Friday with one of the big shows that we will produce this year. What a game it was at the MCG last night. Richmond were proud. There was carnage everywhere. But the fact remains, they're 0-2 with a tough draw to come. And Carlton, hang on. They've got the bye this week. We will review that after 7 o'clock. Dr. Peter Larkins on the sickening injury to Josh Gibkiss. He can't take a trick, but also carnage everywhere for the Tigers. Concussion protocols we want to speak about as well. And Dion Prestia going down again. Who's in the gun? We'll find out. Hawthorn coach Sam Mitchell ahead of their big game against the Bombers on Saturday. Mitch Cleary from Channel 7 with all the news, the Friday agenda, and Fox Footy's GWS Whisperer, Cam Mooney, is going to join us as well. Your calls, 1-300-736-736. The best analyst in football was at the G last night, and he joins me, David Kingsley's name. Kingy, good morning.
Cornsy, good to see you, mate. I was really proud of you again this week. I saw another ad drift through on Sportsbet. I thought, oh, this is funny. I'm enjoying it, I must say. It's kind of weird, but
Was that the one where Nathan Brown pushed me in the back?
I can't remember. I'm just trying to remember. Gorringe, our man Gorringe's in there again.
Oh, no, it wasn't with... Oh yeah.
It's not the singing one. The cooking one. That's the cooking one. No, you give us a take or something. Give us a take. Take on two.
A take? I can cook up a take.
That's right. Enjoying it, mate. It's been quite fun. It's been good.
What's happening with you? How is your... You launched a new show on Fox Footy. What's this all about? Because I just saw a little snippet on social media.
Listen, Gorns, you'd learn that I just do what I'm told. Right?
Well, what is it? What is
questions,
it?
I just do what I'm told. Give me something. This is a little... It's just a little two or three line thing Joey and I did on Wednesday night. Just for the socials, really.
Give me something.
It went a bit stronger than we probably anticipated.
What did he give you? Yeah, you lined up Fremantle again, didn't you?
Might have got a bit emotional. I'll tell you what, hasn't that kicked on too? We'll get to that later. My God.
Didn't you line up the Bombers as well?
Isn't that the same?
Give me one thing. I've got to
give you three. They come in threes.
And you couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't help myself. I must have had a bad day.
I must admit, we might revisit that in the agenda because I tend to agree with what you said about the Bombers, but it's a bit early for that. No. But how else was your week?
Be patient with the Bombers. Be patient with the Bombers. About 2028, we're going to wake up with the Bombers.
8 years.
Busy. Footy's busy, isn't it? It's great that it's back. It's up. It's going. There's plenty to look at. Plenty to cover. The footy comes around quick. When it's a Thursday night, it comes at you fast, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? What?
Oh. I don't know how this is probably a good discussion as to the AFL, yeah, in a serious sense of worrying what to do in the back half of the year, Thursday night footy. Are we going to be as excited about hitting Thursday night hard in August as we are in March?
Well, what do you reckon? Have you say on that? Because 83,000 at the MCG suggests that the fans want it. And, yeah, I mean, you're always going to get a solid crowd for these two teams for round one. But should it be here to stay, 0433981116? Or do you feel like you don't see your family and footy comes? Because that's how I feel. See you in October, kids.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. I'm nearly signing up for that. a little bit of feedback needs to be given there too. Might get some advice from the listeners later on some of that stuff.
But I think it's good. Like it's, well, they've done it pretty well. I don't know whether it stays for the whole of the year. It's certainly good for our show because we can review the Thursday night game, and it does make it a bit easier to watch the footy. So you get one game out early, then you've only got eight left to watch for the weekend. That's from a very selfish point of view for work. But yeah, let us know your thoughts out there. Is Thursday night footy a winner in your household, or is it to be taken in small doses? We'd love your thoughts.
And the short break. The short break is going to be a good discussion going
forward. 5 days.
Yeah. 5 days.
For Richmond.
And we got a hamstring from Prestia. I just wonder whether it has to be a factor. I mean, these are the things that you have to concede when we're challenging clubs to front up quickly. You have to be accepting of some of these risks. And unfortunately, it's always the same guys. It's always the players that are susceptible and have had a bit of a history. So do you just accept that? Do you just say, okay, the opening round was a bit of a hit and we just have to wear this? It's going to be the same clubs.
They're unlucky for this one because a hot day in Queensland, bit of an ageing list with what they've got. He actually spoke about this in his media conference after the game, Adam Uzay, and he said, look, Dion Prestia, we thought about managing him. We thought about Grimes and Manny. We're thrilled that he got through. They had to manage Lynch as well and his minutes. So the wrong club to get 5 days. And they cop now the Gibkiss one and the Young one, nothing you can do about that. Had nothing to do with 5 days. But it was a pretty strong performance from the Tigers in that one-off game. You just worry about how they're going to hold up moving forward now with the injuries they've got. But we can speak about that after 7 o'clock.
Had I have thought of that, that might have been one of my three little topics on our new little Give Me Something. But I hadn't thought of that at the time. And clearly I was a bit angry, as I said. So I went out in other ways.
If you want to give us something, pretend you're on Kingy's new show. He's got a million shows, but give us something this morning. Chris Scott was big on this during the week on AFL 360, not on the 5 days, but essentially over the fixture. Now, Carlton get a bye. He's suggesting it's a benefit for teams to get two byes throughout the year. I thought he was really blunt and a bit grumpy for Chris Scott at AFL 360. Must have been on Monday night. But he wasn't happy with opening round and the way that it affects the fixture. So, maybe that was into his thinking as well with the 5 days. But,
do we work out a better way to do the same thing without ending up with all these buys and that? Like, you sort of sacrifice the second weekend of the season and have a big start for everyone to be involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. But some people just say, hey, that's cool, round one. Let's just do round one. It's hard to argue with.
Let's just go back to round one. Aaron wants to get us off nice and early this morning on the Mimosa Homes open line, 1-300-736-736. Some big tackles last night. Aaron, and you want to highlight one of those?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Genuine question. Obviously, Blossom's tackle on Kerno, which resulted in a score review. Then they've called umpire's decision, which was kind of behind because he didn't get his foot to the ball, but then the bloke on the mark stood at the top of the goal square as though it was a holding the ball free kick.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Carlton got awarded a point for that. So was that incorrect decision? If it wasn't a point, why do we review holding the balls on the goal line as well now?
Well, I just thought it was, you've had a look at this a bit more forensically than I. I just thought it was a point.
It's 6:10. Yeah.
So I just thought it was umpire's call point and they were checking whether he'd kicked the ball over. The fact that he hadn't, it was a point, but you're suggesting that the man on the mark stood in a different spot from the kicking. Is that right?
Yeah, so while they were reviewing it, Blossom was talking to the umpire about whether you're going to stand and he said top of the goal square. So then when Blossom's gone to kick in, obviously you're a bit limited with the goal post plus a bloke standing 9 metres ahead of you, and he actually duffed it. They might have scored another point from it from memory.
Yeah, if it's a free kick, Aaron, then the man on the mark has to go back outside of the square, back to the nine. So I don't see that. If he hasn't kicked it, if he's kicked it, it's a goal. If he hasn't kicked it, it's a free. Isn't it as simple as that?
I think they awarded it behind, though, so then wouldn't it be like a kick out?
No, I don't think they awarded the behind. I'll double check that, but I don't think they did.
Yeah, they said, so on the SEN radio call, they said it was called holding the ball.
Yeah.
But
They definitely, I mean, in the microphone, and we can chase this, they definitely said umpire's call, okay, insufficient evidence, and the umpire's call was a behind. So that's what I thought, but I could be wrong. Can anyone else clear that up for us? Let us know, because in a game that was as close as last night.
A bit early for this. Too serious.
Those things are important. And I mean the goal review, don't get Jared started. Lucky he's not on with Waitley this morning.
Don't worry, it'll hold on Monday. Don't worry. I've seen this movie. I actually thought he kicked it. I thought it moved. Did you think I'd love Snicker on that one. I think he hit it.
Be good to ask him, because he'd know. Like, you know when you're batting in cricket if you've nicked it, you know in footy if you've kicked it. He would be the one. He may be the only one that knows the answer to that question. Pete's going to get serious with us. Give us something. Pete, you're not happy with a Richmond player.
I'm not, but just quickly, boys, that one that happened last night, they didn't put the score on the board on the ground, but the telecast did, and then they corrected it. It wasn't awarded the point.
Exactly.
So no score.
Good on you, Pete.
Nah. I also think you got a foot to it, too. I'm a Richmond supporter. I was expecting to be a goal. But Shea Bolton, you're on notice for the rest of the season, buddy. You've got rid of the blonde tips. You've got the new ink. How about doing something on the bloody field?
Oh.
His finishing last night, Pete, I thought was poor. I mean, the one in the first quarter, pretty much directly in front, doesn't score. He can be a bit cute with his snaps for goal as well, often hits the middle of the ball and sprays them. And there was a few sloppy handballs as well, which I've just noted for close checking on Monday night, Kingy. But, for a very skillful player, thought he made a lot of errors last night.
Two moments for me. Two moments. I will go to the grave saying he could have got to that Carlton mark inside the forward 50 that went over his head. Mm. The centred ball from Cottrell, I can't remember who marked it, it might have been Boyd, took the mark inside 50. He could have got to that. Now, he would have been open, he would have been vulnerable, but that's footy, isn't it? That's what we're asking our greats to do. But I think he made a business decision in the end and thought, I'll save myself for next time. And then there was I know it's incredibly critical, right, because he's a one-touch player. He's a player we're all waiting to go to superstar status. And he's hovering, isn't he?
I thought he was there, not last year, the previous year. He had an enormous year. He was all Australian. He was ready to go. The age bracket, still young. I think this guy's, is he top 10 in the league? And then he fell away last year, and then his preseason looks strong again. So you get seduced and sucked in. But it's in spurts. Like, he shouldn't be getting 8 touches last week. I know he kicked 3. And was important, but he's got to be more influential than that.
So that last moment when the ball's bobbling and he's coming through, the Carlton guys have fumbled it.
Yeah.
There's a minute to go. He knows the importance of this moment, and he bobbled it. Now, you can say that he's in traffic and it's a really difficult task to achieve, and I couldn't do what we're asking him to do, right? So it's unfair, but he's that level of player. So for mine, he had a couple of moments that you would want him to be better in.
Mm, yeah, I agree with that. Definitely. It's a good call. Good on you, Pete. He's got Shea Bolton on notice. They definitely paid holding the ball, boys. No point of water. Well, then their question is, why are we reviewing holding the balls?
You had to review it.
But if it was holding the ball.
No, because he didn't kick it. We've made a decision that he didn't kick it. It had to be holding the ball.
But we don't review. We've never really reviewed that, have we? That's just the umpire saying.
We're reviewing the score. If he kicked it, it's a score. It's
but
a goal.
But the umpire has said that he didn't kick it because he paid holding the ball. We never review holding the ball.
I'm not doing this Kingy, Friday know, and again know, on Monday. I'm not. I'm just refusing.
I'm just.
Can you tell Jared we've done it?
It needs clarification. Laura Kane has spoken to every media outlet known to man last week. She may need to front up again. Do we review umpiring decisions? Because if the umpire's paid holding the ball, he himself has made the decision that Curnow hasn't kicked it. So he's missed the ball, he's holding the ball. I'm not sure why we are then reviewing it. Anyway, it is a little bit early for that. Wayne Carey had a dig at you. I'm going to say you.
And he got
not
me,
you,
did he?
Not you individually.
I saw you. Something. Can I give you my theory on Thursday night and Friday night footy on any form of social media? I reckon you can break it into three sports now. There's the actual game, right? Richmond versus Carlton. There's the actual umpiring of the actual game.
Yes.
That's a sport in itself, and they got a lot of feedback last night. I don't think they had their best night, the umpies.
No.
And then there's the commentary of the game. So there's three codes in one on a Thursday and Friday. It doesn't seem to be the case on Saturday and Sundays, but on Thursdays and Fridays, my God, is it strong?
Listening to Fox Footy, you would swear the Blues are winning by 6 goals. Tigers are in front. 2 injuries make it hard in the second half. But stop blowing wind up the Blues' bums. That's directly aimed at you. That's from your former teammate.
It's good to see him watching Fox. It's good. You know what? It's good to see the big fella still firing bullets. I think it's great.
It's good. All right. If you want to have your say, you can. Jason's on the line. Jace, I'm a bit confused. This Vlosten tackle on Curnow's got us stumped. What's your thoughts?
Mate, I'm totally confused. And King, you wouldn't be too early to talk about this if you'd taken the over at 167 and a half, mate. That's disgraceful, that, because never in the history of the game have we reviewed dropping the balls, mate. And the goal umpire actually said it was a behind, and they reviewed that. So it should have been a behind. So us over punters have been absolutely rolled. It's disgraceful.
I'm with you, though. Like, when I mean, gambling's big, and
but
this
you're
is
not it, reviewing the umpire's decision. You're reviewing the score, the potential score. Did he kick it or not? We have to check.
Yeah, so if he didn't kick it, it's a rush behind.
But he hasn't disposed of the ball legally if it's...
But the ball was spilled out in the tackle, because he was making an attempt to dispose of the ball and it was spilled out in the tackle, they often let those go. And the umpire right there has said, I believe it's a behind, but can we just check? We're not saying, I believe it was holding the ball, can we just check? So I think I'm with you. I think this was a mistake. Well, I want to get we're going to chase down the match day audio of the tackle from Channel 7 and listen to the goal umpire and what he said, and the score review once again been an issue.
Don't try and avoid this, right? I know you're trying to delay time. I'm trying to get callers to ring in now. This is sight unseen at quarter past
six.
This
is your taking the mickey out of me time, isn't it?
Well, it's my wheelhouse right now. I read with fascination this. Look, it reminded me of many moons ago. Right? I originally started on AW with Rexy and the boys back in the day, right? It's great fun. Great fun.
Yep.
And when the game was over, when the line, a full stop's put in on the game, Rex would say the fat lady started singing. He'd just start singing. He'd call the game over, right?
Yeah. Sounds
like this.
This is an avalanche in the grand final. Sydney cannot do.
Did not lay a hand on them again.
Oh! And a turn it over and Hodges gone bang.
Where is he?
So, Rex, and I enjoyed it. It's part of the theatre of Rex Hunt, it just becomes so much fun. And he call it. Sometimes you'd call it in the first 10 minutes of a game.
What's this got to do with me?
Well, if he got it wrong, right, he'd have to do the it's over backwards, right?
Oh, okay.
And he used to call him a Revo-stee.
Revo-stee.
So I noticed during the week there's been a Kane Corns Revo-stee.
Has there?
There's been a Revo-stee.
What have I done?
Well, you can't just square things up by saying, I've been hard on Matt Rowell.
Oh.
Hang on, let me table it first.
This is too good a discussion to have at 6:21.
What have we started? You've got callers ringing in. We normally turn on each other early. Stick to the format. Yeah. You've been pouring on this guy for a long time. I just want to read what you said when we first started the show. I just wonder what his real weapon's going to be for him to become an out-and-out super. He doesn't have any great speed or explosiveness away from stoppage. He doesn't have a lot of penetration in his kicking. He doesn't have any depth or accuracy with his kicking. I don't think that's ever been a strength. At the moment, he's struggling to get the ball in tight and break away from stoppages. What's his real weapon going to be? And then I see after last weekend's 20 clearance game, he's going to win 7 Brownlows, according to Kay Corns.
Not according
this
to
this guy is an absolute freak, is what you said this
well,
week.
Well, he is.
I've
always said that he's a freak with what he's good at. But my concern was looking after him because it was so hard. He wasn't getting any easy ball. The guy averages 18 touches for his career. That's a very low number for a midfielder who plays 90%. That was an out-of-the-box game. in opening round. But you got to ask the question, is that a difficult way to play for 300 games?
Of course
it is. Does he need to get easier ball? I don't think that's...
He's never going to get easier ball.
Ever been in dis- Why not?
Because that's not his mode. That's not how he plays. He's the most contested player we've got in the competition. Mm. He's a brute. He's just going to do that every week. Not to that level every week. It'll bounce up and down. But that's pretty special. I heard Gary Lyon say they're dime a dozen guys you want to get the ball on the outside. You can find them anywhere. But a guy who's going to rip the heart out of the team like that, a hen's teeth.
Yeah.
Is it a Revo-ste or not?
No, I've always really admired him, and I've said that. I've really admired the way he goes about it. But I just think if he wants to be the elite of the elite, and if he wants to be Lachie Neal, he will have to work on that ball use out of stoppage and getting some easier ball. I don't necessarily back away from that. Was I blown away by what he did last week? Absolutely. It was unbelievable. It was unreal, like I said. Is it sustainable, and would he be more damaging if he can get some easier ball? I would still say yes. But that's a debate that we can continue to have. Look at the phone lines lighting up. Runga, Steve, Peter, Jeremy, Jack, we're going to get to you. And something really interesting happened to me on an aeroplane yesterday.
Oh, I love this.
So I need to discuss that with you next. Turn on the lights. Tame and King. Fireball. Fireball Friday, and the phone lines have gone berserk. So let's whip through a couple of those. A lot of people wanted to have their say over the confusion goal review last night. Runga is maybe one of those. I'm not sure what you want to talk about, Runga. What is it? Good morning.
Morning, Keanu and Kingy. It's so good to be back.
It is.
With footy on Thursday night. And look, that review, that's what I want to talk about. Mm. Now, it was umpire's call. Yeah, the review said that it was umpire's call. So umpire checked it whether it touched the leg or not. So if it didn't touch the leg, it came from Charlie Kern's hand. It should be a point because he dropped that ball to kick it. So I don't know why it was holding the ball, because it went through the goal line from his hand.
Yeah, no, that's my point of view as well. And I just watched it again on social media. If it was holding the ball, the umpire is right there. He's got to call holding the ball then and there if he doesn't think Kerno's kicked it.
But that's the point. If he may have thought he kicked it.
We don't ever review that. That's the umpires to decide whether he's kicked it or not. We don't ever review a holding the ball decision.
No, we don't. But we're sending it upstairs from the goal umpire's point of view. I think he kicked it. I'm not sure, right?
Yes.
So I think maybe the field umpire may have thought that he kicked it as well. But we better check.
The field umpire can't hedge his bets. The field umpire has to call. No, he didn't kick it. So therefore, it's holding the ball. And then if it's not, it's a point.
Well, it wouldn't come back and say it would look stupid if he had paid holding the ball, and we go upstairs and he's flushed it, and it's a goal.
But if he's paid holding the ball, we don't go upstairs.
That's what I'm saying.
It's holding the ball.
How stupid would that be?
Well,
wouldn't he send that upstairs? Why wouldn't he check?
Because you can't. It's not in the rules. So I don't know. I'm confused. Steve's got another confusing umpiring decision. Steve, it wasn't the only one. Welcome.
Yeah, morning, boys. Listen, in the last quarter, there was an incident where Noah Bolter ran down a Carlton player. I forget who the Carlton player was.
And yeah, always.
Now, clearly, and here's the question for you. Clearly, it was holding the ball, right? But the Carlton player sort of fell forward and Noah Bolter fell into his back. Now, the hold the ball was before the in the back.
Mm.
So why did they pay the in the back instead of paying the holding the ball when the Carlton player sort of dragging forward to create that?
Well, it's a good question. My defence of the umpire would be you have to execute a legal tackle for it to be holding the ball. Now, did he fully execute a legal tackle, or was the tackle illegal? Because at the first point it was all right, but then he fell in his back. That would be my defence of the umpire. And Bolter's just got to be smarter, I think. You've got him stone cold. You've got to roll him to the side and not fall in his back.
Well, this is code number two of my three code Thursday, Friday. Yeah. This is the umpiring of the game, right? And they had a mare last night. They had a stinker.
The second free kick to Tom Lynch for front on contact was up. You won't find a worse free kick than that.
I wouldn't even let them do Brownlow votes after last night. They've had a stinker.
How do you see this, Peter? We're split on this Vlosten Curno tackle.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I've just watched the replay about six times. The field umpire did not say holding the ball, but the goal umpire said it was a point. Not sure, did he kick it or not?
Yeah, can we check?
But why can't we have cameras at the top of the goalpost? I know it's very expensive, but the AFL are making a lot of money.
Is your surname...
We've got a camera at each goal point. Pointing down, it makes it a lot simpler.
What's your surname, Peter? What's your surname?
Is it Whately?
Is it Whately, Peter?
Is he up yet?
And don't bother Jared with this on Monday either.
Oh, exactly, Pete, exactly. We're putting a line on this before 7 and that's it.
Okay, yeah.